As of Tuesday, the Czech Republic boasts new air navigation technology that will give the country's aviation an edge over neighbouring Germany and Poland. The newly acquired 3D tower simulator is capable of creating various weather conditions, day or nighttime work situations, as well as simulating the towers of all international airports. This state-of-the-art technology will now be used to train future navigators. Sarah Borufka talked to Miroslav L of the Czech Navigation Services about what makes this device so unique.
It's unique in the way that it presents the visual scene to the air traffic controllers and the students. It enables an entire 360-degree view of the airport on which the air traffic controller student is trained.
And I read that the technology is also able to simulate conditions of all international airport towers, including 4 airport towers here in the Czech Republic. Why are there some towers in the Czech Republic that haven't yet been mapped for this technology?
Well, the mapping process of each individual airport is very time-consuming and is very expensive to be able to fully use the technology that is on offer. The reason why only 4 of the towers have been mapped and put into the system is the fact that Air Navigation Services of the Czech Republic is currently performing ATC services on 4 towers in the Czech Republic, which is Prague International Airport, airports of Brno, Ostrava, and Karlovy.
And how long has Czech Air Navigation thought about purchasing this technology, and who financed the purchase?
The project actually has been mapped out for about 4 or 5 years. We originally thought about procuring technology for about 2 years, and then the actual installation and implementation of the entire project that lasted for about 2 years.
And will this be in any way lucrative for Czech Navigation Services in terms of being able to maybe rent this technology out to neighboring countries?
Currently, we have several uses of this technology in mind. It is going to be used not only for the performance of training for the Czech Air Navigation Services, meaning for the towers of Prague, Brno, Ostrava, and Karlovy Vary, but it will also be used in its spare time for our other commercial clients, which we provide training for, meaning for other air navigation service providers, such as the Polish Air Navigation Services, PANSA, or the German regional airports, etc.
Miroslav L. of the Czech Navigation Services speaking to my colleague Sarah Borufka.